go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide. Kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more, go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain, sinner sorry,
everybody. Welcome to Freedom Church. It's Good Friday. I had heard somebody say that this is the most important day historically that has ever happened. And for us as believers, I'm sure we can all agree. But I mean, if we look at the world, it's, the cross changed everything. I mean, with Christianity just sweeping across countries and the globe, it has changed the face of the earth, that one moment. And we can all remember that in our lives, that no matter how hard it gets, we can return to the cross where Jesus died for us and has taken away our sins and our shortcomings and bared our guilt and shame on his shoulders and died for us. Let's read Mark 15:20 through 39. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple robe, put his clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. They forced a man coming in from the country who was passing by to carry Jesus' cross. He was Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus. And they had brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means skull place. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his clothes, casting lots for them to decide what each would get. Now it was 9 a.m. when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge written against him was, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 criminals with him, one on his right and one on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled that says, "And he was counted among the outlaws." Those who passed by were yelling insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ha! The one who would demolish the sanctuary and build it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests with the scribes were mocking him to one another and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, so that we may see and believe. Even those who were crucified with him were taunting him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "Look, he calls for Elijah." Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and fixed it on a reed, offered him a drink, and said, "Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." But Jesus let out a loud cry and breathed his last. Then the curtain of the sanctuary was split in two from top to bottom. When the centurion was standing opposite him, saw the way he breathed his last, he said, "This man really was God's son." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for bearing the pain of the cross, the suffering and death. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming into this world to save us. Us who nailed you to that tree. Thank you.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to
sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. The place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. All the like a flood comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sins washed white. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sins washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus.
Where your love ran red and my sin. Having grown up in the church, having spent my entire life in the church, I can remember as a young man, and even I confess as a young pastor, at times thinking when I would hear people preach the message of the cross, haven't we heard that enough? Can't we move on to advanced stuff? Can't we move on to deeper stuff? And the longer I've lived, the more I've come to appreciate how foolish that thought is. That there is nothing more profound, there's nothing more important and meaningful than for us to remember the cross and Christ's passion. Tonight's a unique service. Every year, Good Friday is a unique service because it is not our intention for you to learn anything new when you come here tonight. Tonight is designed to only do two things, and that is to help us to remember and to allow us to give thanks. To just remember as vividly as we can what Christ has done for us. Hopefully not with a sense of heaviness, but with hearts that are encouraged, grateful and glad for what He's done. We pause to remember tonight not just the events of Friday, but of Thursday night, when Jesus, knowing full well what lay immediately before Him, gathered with His disciples at the table, and they shared in what He knew would be their last Passover with Him on earth. And He interrupted the meal at two different times, the normal flow of the Passover meal, to seek to communicate what was going to unfold in the next 24 hours, taking bread and breaking it and saying what I'm sure they could not fully begin to comprehend in that moment. This is My body, which is broken for you. Take and eat. And after supper, taking the cup and saying, this cup is My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. So do this in remembrance of Me. Seems like such a peculiar thing to say, and yet what would unfold on Friday made all of that make so much more sense. I think about the disciples and the women who were faithful disciples as well, who were in His inner circle, and how they watched from a distance. What unfolded on Golgotha was so brutal to take in. Jesus' body so ravaged before they ever nailed it to the cross as He bled out for 6 hours. I suspect that they didn't watch Him a lot of that time because it was too hard to take in as He bore the full weight of our sin. But He had given them this simple remembrance. Not just this thing that we do with little wafers and little cups, but He said, as often as you eat, remember. Such a peculiar tie, it seems. And yet what Jesus is saying is, I want you to recognize that just as every day you sit down to the table needing to refill your tank, needing to be refueled, needing to be sustained, every time you sit down, I want you to remember that what I have done for you is designed to fill the deepest hunger in your life and to fill the deepest needs that you have. And so every time you come to the table, remember. Remember My blood, remember My broken body, and remember how much I love you. And so tonight we return to the table, tonight we remember, and tonight we simply pause to give thanks. And so we invite you again. I love when there's a ton of us in the room, but I love when it's just the inner family like this. It just feels like sort of the inner circle of the family, and that we can just sort of take our time with that. And so we're going to pause and have a moment to just prepare ourselves in prayer. And then I'm going to invite you, as always, to come forward, and we'll serve you on each side of the room. And normally we'll be singing and worshiping while we do that. We're going to begin that time a little bit differently. We're going to have some of the scenes and the sounds of the cross and of the passion on the screen as you begin to come and receive. And you just do that however you want to. If you'd rather remain in your seat while that's going on, that's fine. But you're also invited to just come and receive and just let the sounds and the scenes sort of wash over you as we receive. And then we'll just continue in musical worship. So let's just pause now and go to the Lord together in prayer. And I want to just invite you to just take a moment to let your heart really center in on your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, seated in the place of honor at the Father's right hand. From your heart, would you just tell Him again how much you love Him and how grateful you are for Jesus, for His sacrifice? As we come to the table tonight, would you invite Him to do a fresh work in your life and to pour into you what you need tonight? In fact, why don't you just be specific? And if you recognize there's a hurt or there's a need, why don't you just tell Him what you need this evening and ask Him to fill up what's lacking in you? We never want to approach the table in an unworthy manner, so let's just each take a moment to invite the Holy Spirit to reveal any area of unconfessed sin. And let's just do what confession is. Let's just agree with God about those things and ask for forgiveness and give thanks for the blood of Jesus that covers us. Lord Jesus, it is with grateful hearts that we come. It's just so good to be in Your presence, in the presence of Your sweet Holy Spirit. Jesus, You've told us to remember, and we do. We remember Your courage. We remember how You were ridiculed. We remember how You were beaten, how You were mocked. We remember the crown of thorns. We remember the lashings. We remember the nails. And in all of those things, we see Your love, and we give You thanks. Thank You for Your broken body. Thank You for Your shed blood. And tonight, as we come to receive, we ask You to impart life. We ask You to reveal Yourself in fresh ways here tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome Your work. Open our eyes to see in a fresh way the reality of the cross, of who Jesus is and what He's done. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank You that You have become for us a new and living way to the Father. We pray these things, Jesus, in Your matchless name. Amen. As you're ready, we invite you to come and receive.
Love Damesh Hana Hayao Le Ahudo.
Dat Marlan Inanatu Mashicha Bara de Aleha
Anea Na
Goodbye.
Woo!
Mashlam.
as we sing this final song this evening, just remember we have hope because we have knowledge that Sunday comes. Thank you enough for the gift of your precious Son. who on this night died for all of our sins. We just can't wait till we see eternity with you. And we can't wait until Sunday when we get here and we know that the tomb is empty. God, be with us as we leave this place this evening. Help us to remember, to think on what it was that Jesus did for me, for you, for me. We think of the world, but it was for me. Just so that I could sit beside him and I could be with him for eternity. God, we're humbled by the thought of it. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much. We just ask that all that we do be pleasing in your sight. We give praise to you, and it's in the name of Jesus that we offer. Amen.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking time to tune in and listen to the message today through Freedom Online. We would love the opportunity to meet you personally anytime that you're in our area. But if today you heard something that really connected, or that maybe you've got questions about, you'd like to talk with somebody or have someone pray with you, we'd love to hear back from you. You can reach us in a couple of different ways. You'll find on the website a contacts link. You can contact me or any member of our leadership directly, or you can call us at the number that you see on the website or at the bottom of the screen now. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope that you have a great week.